Before the show starts, make sure you visit the Breakfast Store for all the sweet breakfast merch, like the super comfy breakfast t-shirts and the very dapper breakfast coffee mugs. Go there now, breakfaststore.com.
Can I get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love it. Whatever happened to angel food cake? Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like we both be into like these kind of like rock opera that have a lot of, you know, piano in them.
Yeah.
Or what would you say is the biggest like, or your favorite song that is like kind of a rock opera just unto itself, like one song?
One song? Oh, it's, I mean, besides Bat Outta Hell, which I think is...
I mean, Bat Outta Hell's a little just like that's, yeah.
It's 9 minutes long and it tells a full story.
Sure.
It's...
Sound is a screaming on the highway down in the belly tonight.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, come on now. Yeah.
I'm not,
obviously... let's take that off the table because we're probably both just going to pick that one. Right?
We're gonna sing that for the next 9 minutes.
Yeah.
if we're going for single song,
mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, that's huge.
Or maybe like something that leads an album that's a whole like rock opera.
I mean, I would say, weirdly enough, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Interesting.
Did it for me.
Okay.
Something else that I discovered kind of late in high school, the community theater is doing Jesus Christ Superstar, mm-hmm. and I go see it and I'm like, this sounds like Meatloaf. Oh my God. And then later on, like the next day, someone's like, yeah, that's Andrew Lloyd Webber. I'm like, that's Andrew Lloyd Webber?
This name
that I've been hearing about my whole life?
Right.
And then you go and you're like, oh, okay, it's, I don't like all of his stuff, but some of Andrew Lloyd Webber's stuff I really dig.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Of it I really don't. But.
Did you know that we had the original keyboard player for Jesus Christ Superstar from the original like album, the concept album, before it even became a stage play? J.P. Robinson was on the show. Was on the sheep sitting in that chair where you were right there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's so funny because the first time I listened to this show, you had Tommy Bechtold on, and both of you also broke out and started singing Bat Outta Hell.
Uh-huh.
That's like my first memory of this show. So I'm like, of course.
Wait, did we? Tommy Bechtold and I sang Bat Outta Hell?
Yeah, you did. Go back. Yeah.
Wow, that's breakfast number three, I think.
I think so. Yeah. So
three or four.
Of course I'm going to come in here and make you sing Bat Outta Hell.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Jesus Christ. I mean, for me, I guess it's probably between the Ben Folds, the totally unauthorized autobiography of Reinhold Messner, which is a big rock opera.
Uh-huh.
But it might just be Welcome to the Black Parade, the My Chemical Romance is a pretty great rock opera to me.
Okay.
No,
it's some good stuff off that.
Tommy's pretty great, too.
Tommy I listen to a lot. I remember listening to The Wall for the first time and not liking it. And then someone explained to me that, oh, there's a story happening here.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, now I love it. And that's kind of weird to me. But you might need that.
It might be one of those things where you listen and you don't quite get it. And if someone explains it to you, you're like, oh, okay, now I have this different mindset. Now I totally get it.
And then you're not upset when you get to one of those weird like 45 second songs in between the big ones where it's like, we are British and we don't like to eat that, you know. And there's always like a weird 30 second thing that you just like skip over. It's like, you know, if you're listening to like the Les Mis soundtrack, you're always going to skip over the, I didn't want to know this about you.
Yes.
And no, I didn't want to know this about you.
Yeah, that's the part. You wish in the thing you could just skip that one song just because it takes you out of the mood of like, I was in such a...
Yeah, we had a groove going there, and now you had to go sing recitative all over this, you know?
Hey, Will, can we see if Mary is out there? Okay. I think she might be here. She hasn't texted me yet or anything, but... And we can keep recording, yeah? Like, we can just keep going.
Do the B-roll stuff here.
B-roll.
B-roll. B-roll.
B-roll. Well, as you know, my rapper name is B-Rent.
B-Rent.
It's taken by taking the first letter of my name, then putting a dash, and then the last part of my name.
Do you pronounce the dash?
No.
Bedashrent.
Bedashrent. That sounds like, that again sounds like something from the old country.
Bedashrent?
What is your name? Bedashrent.
Lord Bedashrent.
Lord Bedashrent.
Yes, Bedashrent Manor.
Wait, are you of royalty? No, everyone from my town is lord. So
we are very magnanimous like that.
Enjoy Breakfast with Brent Pope? Help support it by buying some awesome swag like the comfy shirts and the beautiful coffee mugs. Go to breakfaststore.com.